Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Think Big Bodybuilding Media and Advices Radio. I'm going to introduce this today by saying, you know, I've been around bodybuilding a long time. I've been coaching for a decade or so now, working with both NPC, IFBB. And listen, I've seen this trend of people looking for an easier way. I'm not saying you can't get it done with things like IFYM, but in general, in my mindset, the thing that I've loved about bodybuilding is the fact that it's a difficult challenge. I met our guest, Alessandro Savi, at the Arnold Classic, and I could tell just by our initial conversation, this is a guy who prizes hard work and challenging himself. And I just thought to myself, I got to get this guy in the show because I want to share his message with everyone else. Alessandro, thanks for being with me, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Man.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. So, good opportunity to talk about training.
Can I tell everybody the story of meeting you backstage? Because I used to listen to the DA show, and I'm sure some of our listeners are fans of the DA show. Derek Anthony, I listened to every episode of that show. And one day he was talking about his friends, Rosetta Mertati and Alessandro Savi. And he was like, you know, the way Derek talked, he's like, this motherfucker is as wide as he is tall. This guy is just huge. And we met backstage and instantly I recalled that podcast because I was like, oh my God, everything that DA said about you was true, dude. You're a freaking monster, man. And I couldn't believe it. You competed as a light heavy.
Yeah, I made it. I was struggling to make that weight. For me, it's very hard, but you know, I got a couple tricks. Me and Gabriele Trapani, my coach, you know, like we know how to bring the weight down because it's very hard.
Yeah.
But we make it.
So
we have to figure out maybe next year we don't make anymore. But this year we made it.
So you were at 199. What are you weighing now? Like a month later.
A month later, right now I'm cruising 226, 227.
Okay.
I'm pretty lean. I'm actually, you know, off season I go a little bit higher. Sometimes I go way higher, but it's not the time to go way higher anymore. I'm getting old. I don't want to put fat on. I try to always stay lean, decent shape, like below 10%, always below 10%, because it's also more healthy.
Mm.
So, yeah. Then, but right now, you know, a month later, I'm very comfortable with my weight. I'm good, like I said, around 226, 227.
Okay. Man, yeah. I mean, you jumped up quick and you told me too. I mean, this is still eating clean. You said you're doing like one cheat meal a week.
Yeah, I'm doing just basically a little bit, one meal Sunday night, just because, you know, I spend time with my wife and family and, you know, like we just eat it, especially now, you know, like with this thing, you know, you're not going out, but at least, you know, like a little bit of kind of reward for all week of working hard.
Yeah,
the diet now is I'm not super high a carbohydrate. We keep it probably like around 300-350, not that high, which for me is not that high, because when we push very high.
Okay.
So off season, and my metabolism, thank God, is fast. And so I'm eat very clean. I'm always weigh the food, measure the food all year long. So this is something I like it to do, and I think it works, and I really suggest everyone to do it because that's the way to do it.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked, you know, a few times now since the show. I mean, I think one of the things we were talking about was, you know, well, we talked a lot about your diet. You told me that, you know, that you like to focus on really clean, like organic foods. We'll get into that. You know, one of the things that we're all looking to learn is how to gain more muscle. That's something I really wanted to try to focus on here today. I mean, you've gained an incredible amount of mass. How long have you been bodybuilding for now?
27 years.
27 years. And Rosetta said you've competed in like close to 90 shows.
A little bit over, yes. More or less, yes. But more than 90 shows, yes.
Man, that's a
lot. I did my first show November 1993.
Okay, and I know too. Yeah. She was saying, and you've said. I mean, you like I said, you know, you focus on organic foods. You focus on, you know, keeping your supplementation minimal. You go to the doctor regularly. You're generally a healthy guy.
Yes, Yes, I do. I try to keep everything on track. You know, like if something is a little bit off, we try to fix it right away because, you know, before this is getting too late, you know, you got to deal with reality in this world. So reality is not like go blind and push or go from off season to contest to contest to off season, because that's not the way it works. Like, you know, it's the same thing a car. You run the car with no oil, sooner or later you break it down. So you got to change the oil. More manutention you do to your body, and more the body respond well. So I think, you know, the secret is like to try to keep the body more healthy, because if it's healthy, more healthy as possible, like that, you know, everything has been working perfectly. So from absorption of the food, from digestion and everything. So a lot of bodybuilders, they have a digestion problem. A lot of bodybuilders, they have, you know, a lot of different little things. But in the end, if you put together all these little things, it became a big thing. You don't think. So then try to check, you know, like at least twice a year, you know, like in off season. Sometimes I do the blood work even when I'm contest prepping to see if my number, you know, like they good, okay, to off, to on, because like there is way to prep and try to adjust the stuff, because there is, it's not only for, okay, I'm sick. Oh, maybe, you know, like you're taking too much of this, too much of that. Estrogen level is too high, so you have to figure out too low. Because if it's too high, it's not good. But if it's too low, it's not good either. So then you have to keep everything balanced to make your body work. It's not taking this, it works, take the other thing that works, put it together, it works. Now it's, you know, like see if your body, you know, like is healthy, it's working, because everybody's different. And for something, you know, something they work for me, something they work for other people, but they don't work for me. So then that's the secret. So nutrition is the key. Like I said, you tell it, we talk about a lot about organic food, digestion and everything. So this is for me is the one of the main things we worked the last 3, 4 years, you know. My coach Gabriele Trapani is a good person, you know, like he's very knowledge, and you know, he's a doctor. He's not like the guy from the street. He did compete and he teach you to do this, do that. Is that kind of person? He have a knowledge, and he currently still develop a line of supplement for Yamamoto Nutrition, and he's still doing stuff. And you know, like and he work in this field. Very smart person, and when you work with somebody like that, I think, you know, like two people working together, they work like a team. You bring up a better packaging, you know, like you have a better solution. So my problem was start getting, you know, I have problem with the digestion, I have problem with absorption with food and everything. We tune in, we find it, you know, we do a lot of natural supplement all year long to improve my digestion system, and that it did work. So I lost like 9 inches on my waist.
No kidding, man. And that's the big thing that you were telling me you've been wanting to focus on, because you're not the tallest guy. And I think that that's the issue guys will have when they're shorter, is that then their midsection can come out more. You were able to bring it down by 9 inches. That's crazy.
And I'm, you know, I'm only 5 foot. So and the heaviest I've been in off season, it was 262. You know, and
Oh,
you know,
God,
like
man.
I'm not comfortable at all, be honest with you. Not comfortable at all, because I was too heavy. And you know, like and everything, it's a lot of strain on your heart and your organ, because you got like maybe of that 260, you got 20 pound of fat, 15 pound of fat, 20 pound of fat on, plus water, plus stuff like that. It's not healthy. So the body was working very hard, you know, like I was like always like I don't like the way I was feeling. So am I comfortable? I'm uncomfortable right around, I'm around 240, 245. Still, yes, I'm still comfortable. But more than that, is if I'm putting weight on, it has to be muscle. It can't be fat anymore. Like I said, because also, you know, like the age doesn't help, you know, like so. And I'm no more 20. So and I try to keep that, you know, to be healthy, most likely. That's the key. Because in the end, you know, like you're doing this for because you love it. It's not about pro card. It's not about trophy. It's not about anything. It's about lifestyle. So believe it or not, compete or not compete, this is a lifestyle. You want to improve your body, and to improve your body, you gotta stay healthy. If you're not healthy, you're not improving.
So you were saying you do have to push the food up a good amount in order to grow in the off season, and that you have a fast metabolism. Can you give me an idea of what an off season diet might look like for you?
Last year we have like we pushed probably around 750, 800 gram of carbs a day, and like around 300, 350 of protein, and very low in fat. Be honest with you, I'm not pushing a lot of fat. When I'm up 60 grams, 70 gram of fat a day, and plus not incorporated with the meal with the carbs, I'm not using that much fat because, you know, my gallbladder is getting inflamed very quick.
Okay.
You know, like, that's one of the consequences. My family, my brother got the gallbladder removed, my mom too. So then it's something I know to deal, you know, I have hard time to process the fat. Let's say, you know, some type of fat, I'm very good. Some other type of fat, I'm not good. That's why when I do cheat meal, I'm not really a fan of like fries and stuff like that. I like more clean cheat meal and everything. I absorb better, feel better. I can eat a little bit more. But, you know, during off season, most likely fat is like olive oil. I use a lot of olive oil.
Naturally, olive you're Italian. Body. I thought that was mandatory. Exactly. You had to have it.
Yes, a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of cashew butter. That's pretty much it. You know, like no almond, no nothing, because almond, the raw almond and everything. So I use it for a while, but unfortunately they stay sitting on my stomach, and I don't know, it's very appropriate. But I went one time and to do the colonic, and after 6 or 7 months, you know, they came out like a piece of rock when they clean up my stomach do a regular cleansing. So it means, like, you know, like, if they still there and, you know, I eat this stuff like 6-7 months before, it means like the body doesn't absorb that stuff, and they keep, you know, like sitting over there in the stomach. So it wasn't good.
Huh.
So food, like food wise, like I said, protein pretty much, chicken, and I do fish. I like to alternate it and combo two different type of protein and two different type of carbs in at least 3-4 meals a day. Example, post-workout, I never try to use like the same, like if I have 100 gram of carb, 120 gram of carb, because I use a very high carb meal post-workout, I'm using 60 gram, let's say, like, I want to say something like cereal and rice.
Okay.
You know, and protein, it can be right away like 20, 30 gram of protein from protein shake, and another like 30 gram or 40 gram from regular food. I think, you know, to break it down like that, you know, like the body, it absorbs better the nutrient because they're two different source. And also if you have like two different type of food, your body absorbs slowly because one is releasing different than the other one.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes total sense, man. Plus, it sounds like I think overall rotating foods like that is probably, you know, you keep talking about the importance of digestion. If you eat that same thing over and over again, I feel like I've seen that lead to health issues in my own life, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So we switch a lot the diet because the diet goes like with the training.
Yeah.
So if we that's like I'm said, I'm not starting in off season with 800 gram of carb, whatever. I get there, you know, like, because soon when we start the off season, the intensity of the training goes up slowly. 2 or 3 weeks, we increase the volume, we increase the intensity, we change the tempo. So based on that, the diet increase. So because I need to burn more calories, so the metabolism is going faster and faster, so I'm able to process more food and absorb more food.
Yeah.
So it's not the diet, okay, I'm starting with 800 and I'm finished with 800. So now I'm cruising, the intensity of the workout is a lot less. That's why the carb amount is slower. It's lower, and also the protein intake is a little bit lower because I come off from prep from show. So you don't need that certain amount of sky, you know, like 300, 350, 400 gram of protein because I train less.
Yeah.
I let my body heal, my body recover, my tendon, my joints and everything. So the intensity, it's a little bit less. So even cardio, I'm not doing that much cardio now.
Sure.
I actually start this week, and I go back to twice a week, 2-3 times a week, 20 minutes, half hour, just steady state cardio.
Yeah.
Because also that, it's another topic, if you want, we can talk in the future, because I believe the cardio has got to be adapted to the diet, and it's got to be adapted to the intensity of the training.
Mm.
So it's not like an hour cardio works, half hour doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion, if the training is very intense, it's very high volume and this and that, the cardio's got to be lower, less intense. You can do maybe HIIT, very aggressive cardio, Instead, stay on a treadmill on the Stairmaster for an hour and raise the cortisol to the roof.
Yeah, that makes sense, man.
So that it will be, he has to be adjusted, and you have to be like able to work with someone or learn what worked better for you. And that's what I try to do, because every year, unfortunately, is different. Your body is never the same.
Hey guys, why are you using sports nutrition that was designed for someone else? At TrueNutrition.com, they offer the world's largest selection of quality protein powders, and they let you design your own custom blend from a variety of powders, flavors, boosts, and packaging options, like the Team Skip blend, for instance. That's over 20 billion possible combinations to create a protein powder tailored to your diet, your goals, your tastes, and your budget. TrueNutrition.com also offers the ability to create delicious custom oatmeal blends. And they're third-party tested, proving that all their supplements are ensured to have the highest level of quality and value. Don't be a sucker and pay for fancy packaging and gimmicks. Discover the source that bodybuilders trust and stop using mass-produced nutrition that wasn't designed for you. TrueNutrition.com. And use our code ADVICES at checkout to let them know that you support the shows. Yeah, so it.
I wish.
Back to the increasing carbs, then increasing food in your off season. You said you may get up to like that 800 carbs. You're not going to start there. I think the question a lot of people will have then is, okay, so how do I start, and how do I know when I should continue to add more? Because these guys are going to be trying to put this together for themselves. As they're trying to grow.
But you see, first of all, if you don't put in ounces of 1 ounce of fat on, means like you still have room, and your appetite should increase when your metabolism start going faster.
Okay.
The first sign is when you can't take any more of the food. When you can't take any more of the food, means like you reach the peak, means like you're force feeding. Force feeding, your body can absorb because it's full. Like I said, in until you're hungry, until everything, like the metabolism keep going. When you start having trouble to eat and that metabolism slowing down, that sometimes is the time to cut off the food, reduce the training and everything, because force feeding and force training doesn't mean it's like you're growing. That's my opinion,
Yeah.
And doesn't mean like you force your body to go that way. It's not going.
Yeah, I feel like force feeding was something that was more popular maybe 10 years ago. We all watched, guys like Jay Cutler and everything just eating, eating, eating. But I feel like that's not as popular as it used to be. So if you're building up in the off season, you've increased your carbs, possibly increased your protein too. If you got to a point, have you gotten to a point ever where you're like, say, only at 400 carbs? And then you start losing appetite. Well, are you saying like that's the end, or then you start to play with things to kind of get that hunger back?
Exactly. You can start play with things like at a point maybe increasing a little bit the cardio, because it help you to increase a little bit the metabolism. Or in my opinion, you can increase the intensity and the volume of the training.
Ah.
That's when the time is coming.
Yeah.
Because if you think you're burning so much more calorie with high intensity and high volume training, than doing cardio, because cardio, even steady state, you can do 30 minutes, you burn 40 minutes, but the body get used to the training. Never. That's why we use a lot of technique. I'm not training the same way every week.
Okay.
I have a feedback. I have the daily training, like that sounds something crazy, but every morning I can show you my phone. We have a conversation and we start the week. And we pick the intensity. So we pick the intensity of the week. We go up now with the load this week, and everything. So based on the phase of training we are, we pick the training and the intensity and the volume to do that week.
Really?
So the diet, it goes in consequences.
Okay.
That why it's got to be like a work, like a very specific job. It's a hard work. Nothing is easy. Unfortunately, the mentality now is like, I'm taking this, I'm taking that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that. The hard work is on the table, and the hard work is in the gym. That they make you look grainy, hard, and dense. The other stuff, maybe they help you, but I want to say it's a 10%.
Okay.
The job is done. The job is done daily. Daily you eat, daily you train. Mm. And now I think the concept is lost a little bit. You know, like it's more about, you know, switching this, switching that. I'm getting lean because I'm putting this, I'm putting that. Mm. I'm not that kind of person. I'm very old school, you know, whatever, you know, like if you don't have, it's like people, you know, they make bad choice or support choice. So, you know, like let's say if you find something in your shirt is good and you take it anyway, so don't take it, don't use it. So whatever, you know, make something else work. Work harder. Do three extra reps, three extra set. That's not no more the content. You know, like even off season, you have to push even when you're not to, you, when you're not on.
Yeah.
When you're not on gear, you know, the people they're not doing it. But the problem is like, I think people, if you like train, that's that. It's a game over. You like train, you like train. Doesn't matter if you don't have supplement, if you don't have food and everything.
Yeah.
You train. Yeah. You train anyway. If you now there is a coronavirus, you find a way to train.
Yes.
You know, we see Scott. Scott is training at the park with band stuff, piece of wood and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can make it up your training because, like, if you think also, just go back. How come all the people they go in jail, they're big? They don't have much in jail.
That's
but
true.
They have time.
That's true.
They have time. When you have time, you can use your brain and work with that. And make it work. So you have time. So you have nothing. You have no gear. The food is suck. You know, like, but you have time.
Yeah.
So you make it work the time. You work time. You stay in a gym. Instead, maybe 1 hour, you spend 6 hours training. Maybe it's wrong, but maybe at the moment work because you have only that. So you make the best, you know, from what you have.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, in my opinion, people lost the mentality of training and diet art because diet art is easy. So I know if you put the Walden Farm syrup in top of this, it tastes great.
Yeah.
It's better off than eat plain rice and maybe fish in the morning or oatmeal, you know, like, or stuff like that. But that I'm always thinking when I'm dieting, I'm already halfway in. If I had to diet, I had to diet 100%. There is no Walden Farm syrup, nothing. I eat whatever I'm supposed to eat. If I have to put like 6 grams of salt, I put 6 grams of salt. If I put 12 grams of salt, I do that. You know, that's the protocol. We do the protocol. Like that, more you close to the protocol and you don't make mistake and you can also understand how better your body works.
Yeah.
If you start adding stuff, do your thing, and the coach says something else and you do your thing and you mix it up, It's a mess. You don't know, you know, if it's not working.
Yeah.
So that's I think, you know, like that has to be like that. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of sacrifice. Other than that, I don't see anything.
Okay, let me. You know? I love this whole idea too, because I totally agree with you too, man. Let me ask you then. So back to the training and picking intensity. You said every week you decide like what your level of intensity is going to be, you know, going forward for that week. How does one go about determining that?
What are the factors? Increasing with the, you know, of course you're working with the, let's say you have in supplement, they push.
Yeah.
Okay. You starting your body is not at the point, like at the same point when you in 8 week on prep.
Right.
So the tendon, the joints and everything, they feel different way. Maybe, you know, like when you start right away, you have ache in your shoulder and this and that. When you start feeling great, it's when the time time increase. You increase the volume and increase the reps. You can increase not also the reps. You just need to increase the volume and the intensity of the training.
Okay.
You know, like you can also work a very low volume, high intensity. I love it. Because, you know, not necessarily you need to do tonal or exercise or rep. You know, low volume, especially for people of my age, you know, like over 40, the low volume and high intensity works a lot better than a lot of volume. Because you stay a lot in a gym with no food and anything, you raise a lot your cortisol level. Mm. Cortisol level, it kills your testosterone level. So then, in my opinion, you know, the low volume, high intensity is what I choose more than anything else. So also I increase also a little bit the volume more. I'm in the middle of the prep, you know, like closest to the show, I lower the volume.
Yeah.
Because the body doesn't need that volume because you low calorie restriction. You're pushing cardio. If you increase also the volume, the body is getting soft and smooth.
So, and see, I think this is an important note, and it's something I know Scott Stevenson tries to hammer this point home all the time on the programs. But you, what you're telling me is it goes against that old school idea, that myth, that we need to start supersetting when you get closer, start doing higher reps to etch the muscle in. You're telling me, Scott would say, to use the heavyweights, the weights that have gotten the muscle there to begin with, and hold on to it that way versus burning yourself out.
Exactly. First of all, I think Scott is right. You know, Scott is right. You know, I really agree in his philosophy of training heavy and everything, because, you know, like when you're close to the show, when you're low calorie, you have no glycogen.
Yeah.
If you start supersetting and do high reps, what kind of glycogen you burning? You know, like it's maybe people, they think it's the way to do it because it's easy, because you lift lightweight and you have no energy. But that's where the mindset comes up, because in the end, you know, like the mindset to push the weight, man, when he's heavy, he's heavy.
Yeah.
You know, when you start squatting 4 or 5 plates at 3 weeks out or 2 weeks out, and you deadlift 5, 6 plates at 2 weeks out or 3 weeks out, because you have to do it sometimes. I'm not saying, you know, like it's easy, but take a lot of mental, you know, like, but you know, it's a completely different look. The muscle stay full and grainy. So you stimulate them at the testosterone level. If you start having, no glycogen, do a lot of reps, you know, the cortisol goes up and you're getting softer and watering. Mm. A lot of people, what they start saying, oh, you're soft, you're watering. Okay, let's lower the carbs. And they go in keto, and that way you kill the body, basically. You know, like, because on me, I have a very fast metabolism, and I had to bring it down. You know, like, you see my face when I was on stage, I was that face.
Yeah, it was.
You know, like, I was, like, really that face. And still, you know, like, on fast metabolism, 600-700 gram, 800 gram, whatever I did, max out in off-season, you know, I'm getting down to 200, 250 gram, and I'm already right there, close for a contest. Like, I look like 4 weeks out.
Yeah.
But to bring my condition deeper and having that face, dude, 50, 60, 70 gram of carbs, and you have to choose where I'm putting that 60, 70 gram of carb I have. A little bit in the morning post-workout, a cardio if you do cardio, post-workout and everything. You got to make the good choice.
Yeah.
To try to keep the muscle full. But that has nothing to do on not training. So not training is laziness. If I'm going in a gym and I put one place and I do 50 reps, what are you doing? You bring glycogen to the muscle. You have no glycogen. You don't even feel the pump.
Yeah.
You're basically not training, you know? that's for me. And Scott, I think he tell you probably the same. You know, like for me, you know, like you can work like very high intensity, very high volume, very high reps in off season when you have food, because you drive and you push food in the muscle.
Yeah,
that's make more sense. And you stimulate a different muscle fiber, then you have the benefit of the training. But in off season, in off season when you eat, that's why it's called off season. Guys, people don't forget they have to train in off season, because you build the body in off season, you get bigger in off season. You not get bigger when you're close to the show. I'm growing to the show. You're not growing to the show. You just shredding up, look better, it look bigger. Yes, because you have no fat around the muscle, but you're not growing.
Yeah.
You know how you can build muscle if you lower the calorie? That's inhuman, not human. And they start telling you, oh, I'm taking Tren, I'm taking this, I'm taking that. Dude, you can take whatever they want. You can put on the table the same prep for everyone, and it doesn't work the same for everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's what's the difference? The difference is in the mindset. What's the difference between Ronnie Coleman, and I'm taking the elite top bodybuilder in the world, between a regular guy walking the street? The regular guy walking the street, he goes at the park and he smoke weed all day. Ronnie Coleman goes in a gym and lift weight all day. So that's the difference, the mindset, two different mindsets.
Mm.
You bring the body at the maximum level, you know, like it's a choice. You know, like diet it's hard, and there is no excuses.
What makes you so, you know, and this is, I guess, a personal question. What's made you so focused? Why can you do this? Because you look at 90 shows, man, and you've done this for a big part of your life. You've achieved an amount of muscle mass that a lot of people aren't ever going to see. What is it about your mindset that has allowed you to do this?
The mindset, it's because when I started bodybuilding, I was like playing soccer, yeah, and I was playing high level, and I was always being a sportive guy. And but for one reason, I have to stop. The reason it was because I have anorexia and depression. Mm. So basically, when I started bodybuilding, I was 77 pound, and I was really bad. And when I came out, you know, like after a couple months of, you know, like treatment and everything, so they said you should go in a gym and start training. So when I went to the gym, I went in a gym, and I remember I saw this guy in the Smith machine doing overhead press. Yeah. You know, with the, you know, back in the day they have the tent top and everything, stringer and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I walk in, and the first thing I said, I want to be a bodybuilder. And that was my mindset. It was right there. I remember I started the first week. I went with my friend in the gym only 3 times because my friend, he was lazy and he's still lazy. And he's still out of shape also. And, you know, like we went every other day because he said, oh, I don't want to train that much. I don't want to get that bigger. I said, you didn't even start. You don't want to get bigger. Mm. I said, okay, never mind. The second week I went by myself every single day. I was training home. I have a little stuff home. I was going to the gym, to school, training and everything. So in learning, you know, like I went to my mom, she was on a diet to losing weight, and I remember I went to this dietitian and asked for help for the diet and everything. So I was very young, but the mindset, I believe, is just come because of I don't want to be like the skinny guy. And since I've been depressed because you know, everybody tell me, oh, you're good in soccer, but you're too small, you're too tiny, and everything. That's why I start.
Okay.
The mindset, it come from there. You know, I love this sport, and I just want to do, I'm that kind of person, if I do something, I'm 100% yeah, in or 100% out. I can't do stuff halfway, and I love what I do. I love dieting. I love the process of eating and see my body change. I love the feeling when I train, and this is something you have it or you don't. I have my brother too. We start together.
Yeah.
He win the national in Italy.
No kidding.
Yes, my brother, he won an IMBB, which was a natural federation, twice the national. Huh. And he got selected for, at the time, it was IFBB Italy, because in Italy we don't have NPC, we have IFBB. So it was like he has to go to do the world championship, but he got a car accident. And he have damage on his spine, break his back, basically stop competing. But he doesn't have my mindset. Huh. He was doing bodybuilding because I was doing, you know, like, so he still do it, but he doesn't do diet the way I do. He eats healthy like a normal person.
Yeah.
He's still training. He's in great shape. He can step on stage every day because he's shredded. He's lean. And he like to stay very, very lean. He's like walking. He's like, that, you know, like doing all the stuff in the mountain where I live in Italy. And everything, but two complete different personality. And this is my personality. If I'm not training, I'm not feeling good. I always tell Rosetta, so let me train, let me do. Just the only thing I need to focus is get my training in and get my diet. It became something, an addictional part of my life, and I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough, man. I feel like a lot of us can relate to that. And I guess when you put it that way, you either have it or you don't. You know, that doesn't, it's not something that I think you can teach somebody then.
No. I my good friend of mine, Juan Morel, is even him. You know, like he loves to train, doesn't matter what. He trains twice a day, every single day, you know. Believe it or not, it can be right or it can be wrong. But he I do it, he's doing, you know, everybody does, you know, and in the end, you try to do the best as you can every single day. So because when you have a passion, when you have something you like, it is something you make you feel like, let's say that balance in life. This is what keep me balanced in life. It keep me, you know, like focus, and I can focus. If I got my hour of training, my, you know, my training in, and when I'm in off season, I have to go around. I'm going around. I always have my backpack with the meal.
Yeah.
I pack every meal. You know, every 2.5 hours I eat. You know, like I got my schedule. It doesn't change. Like I said, if you want to see a result, you have to be consistent. That's what pays off.
Yeah, that's fair enough, man. That makes a lot of sense. But yeah, now, what do you do for work? Are you a personal trainer, I believe?
Yes, I do personal. I do personal training
and
here.
You coach as well, right?
Yeah, I do coach. Not a lot of people. I'm very selective because, first of all, it's a lot of time. If you do one-on-one, the way I do, you know, like send the program, because I also send the training to my athletes.
Okay. So you, so, and I guess I kind of skipped that. I'm kind of jumping all over here, but you had kind of mentioned that too, that it is, you got to have training. Like it's, you can't just have a diet. The diet and the training work together, it sounds like, in your mind.
Exactly. That's why I believe more having like one coach. Mm. A lot of people, they like to have like a prep coach, which is nutrition coach, train with somebody else or do your own training, and a posing coach and everything. You know, like, I don't know, but personally, it's hard, you know, to put two brains together. The way they work and the way they think is different.
Sure.
So unless they have a lot of communication between the two coaches, or they call each other and they make a program for you for that week, it's hard, because how you can give me the diet, how you can feed me if you don't know how much I train?
Yeah.
You know, and with that, I don't want to say, you know, like who is a coach for diet is doing wrong and is bad, or who is just doing training is bad. But I think everything has to come from one brain. So I feed you and I train you. You know, I make my own, like I said, I take my responsibility of feed you and tell you what to do on training. Hmm. Then it's my fault if you look good or if you look bad.
Hmm.
But if I feed you and I feed you right, and somebody tell you to do 3 hour cardio, and you, let's say 30 gram of carb a day, you do 3 hour cardio a day, I can't agree. I'm sorry, I can't agree.
Yeah, or like you said, I mean, even if you did the diet and the cardio, if their training wasn't up to par, you know, I think you kind of made your point there already. You know, if somebody went to, like, you know, high reps, for instance, and that they weren't really pushed, and I've seen that, man. I feel like it just that really resonated with me. It's the guys that train the hardest are the guys that really make the best progress with the diet.
Exactly. You know, like, because you have to use all that food. It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, like, and you have to push that food in the muscle. Why people talking about take insulin to push the carb in the muscle? If you don't train, don't take insulin. You know, you go in a gym and you do like 90 pound like a bench. You know, like, it's different than, like, you see a lot of people. You know, even they max out. Oh, I did 375 for one. I said, dude, I'm not impressed. 375 for one is okay. I'm impressed when you do 4 or 5 for 20, dude.
Yeah.
That's pushing the weight. And you know, like, like I said, sometimes we use technique. I do squat. Oh, yeah, but you do squat at the Smith machine. Yeah, I know, but I squat 5 plates and I'm 5 seconds sitting on my fucking knee. You know, like, and that's different. So when you gotta get up, you gotta push with your glutes, hamstring, the engagement. And they ask me, oh, why your leg they so deep? I guess because I'm pushing. You know, like, and like I said, sometimes you kind of like light injure. You have pain, and you have to work it through. You have to work around and work it through. You know, like, it's, of course, if the first time, you know, like, I got this, you know, I sliced my finger and everything, so I got 7 stitches. But yeah, I did legs yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, like, doesn't matter. You know, you try to do the best as you can every day. And today I will do chest. I will try to avoid some exercise. You know, like, but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're home and you cry, it's nothing's going to happen. So sometimes you injure yourself. I have, like, last year, for some reason, my left legs, I have the IT band. It was contracting so bad. I can't even, like, sitting on a bed, on a chair.
Yeah.
And I had to warm up. I was going in the morning every time. I'm using a lot of the chiropractor, and I do a lot of earthing massage twice a week. I was going in the morning when I have to do legs that morning, and it was going deep and digging down and everything, put the tape and everything, and go straight to the gym, open up and train. So that way I did make, you know, like every single training, and I was, you know, I was doing my workout. It was hard. It was painful sometimes. The knee was swollen because it was so much pressure and everything. Yeah. But, you know, you make it work. I said, I'm not saying it's healthy or it's right, but if you cry, it's not going to help you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so I did kind of interrupted you, though, earlier, because you said you do coach, and you said you do personal train, and you started telling me where you trained out of, and then that's where I cut you off.
Yeah, yeah. I work in for now in a local gym here, and it's okay. I got my own client. I do a lot of hour weekly because I do 6, 7, 8 hours a day, plus my training and everything. So thank God the business is good and everything.
And you're in New York, right?
I'm sorry. Yes, in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I also have like I still do coach online. I have a bunch of people in Italy which I keep it. And like I said, I'm very picky and selective because you can't have, like, I believe some people do, but like 100 clients, I will never take 100 clients. I can't even think about having, because doing the diet, supplementation, and when they're training, when they compete, it's crazy. You know, I gotta see them like every day, basically, the last couple of weeks. I see them every day, picture, video, and stuff like that. And the night of the show, you have to stay up because you have to what they do. If they, you know, like I also compete myself, it's hard. So then why I'm really selective, you know, like I make them everyone check before then start. I'm not taking anyone on board if I don't see the blood work, ultrasound, heart, and everything. I got also people help me out here, doctor if I need it, to send it for the people, my client here in New York. If no, they just have over there in Italy, my client, they have his own doctor, and we check, you know, before off season and contest prep and everything, make sure everything is fine. And the new people, you know, I always start about, okay, what did you do? What are you doing? What's your goal and everything? And after that, I said, okay, send me all the blood work and everything and a list. And after that, I tell you what to do based on that. And we start working. So I got people getting upset about that. Well, you know, like, and I got people also, yes, okay, never contact me back.
Because they don't want to follow through with that. What? I think you're making the best decision, though, to keep safe as possible. Can I put your email or something in the show notes if anybody did want to reach out to you?
Instagram? Instagram is the best. Yeah, Instagram is the best way.
Okay. We'll have your Instagram then definitely in the show notes, in the description of the YouTube and in the YouTube, or excuse me, the iTunes description. Also, tell me about Bolero, because I know that you and Rosie are both affiliated with them. That's a great shirt, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if it makes you look bigger or if it's just that you're freaking huge, but you look like a monster, right, one of the two.
Okay. Let's do a little bit advertisement. If you drink Bolero, you look like that. Guys, so better off you buy some shit of Bolero. Don't be cheap.
Sold. Send it all to me.
No, that's it. That's it. Tomorrow we are a stock. It's good. Yes, me and Rosella, my wife, we the official distributor for all U.S. of Bolero. And it's an hydration product, basically. Sugar-free, gluten-free with stevia. And you can put it also, like, you put it in the water, but you can also cook, bake, flavor egg white, flavor oatmeal. Yeah. It's a good product. So we got 70 flavors. We send you some sample, you will try. And so Dave Palumbo, he likes it also. A lot of people, you know, like a lot of pros bodybuilder, Scott Stevenson, he loves it. And because he loves it in his seltzer. He put in a seltzer.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Yes. He make his own seltzer and everything. So we got a lot of pro bodybuilder put like a recipe. Natalia Coelho, Jessica Padilla, all these girls, you know, they love it. And, you know, they also help us to promote because they put out there the Bolero when they take it. And it's really a good product because, like I said, the base is stevia and fiber and vitamin C. It has a base of 10% of acesulfamic A, which is sucralose. We pick up ASCII for the people more picky.
Okay.
But you can you can keep it like until like a week out from the show if you want to really be picky, picky, picky. And we got 70 flavor. We got 70 flavor.
There are so many good ones too. I've bought a bunch of Bolero at the, like when I go to the Arnold or something like that, I always have stocked up. And I got to tell you, man, because I get like the from home, I'll get like the Crystal Light and stuff. But there's only like three flavors of Crystal Light that I enjoy versus you guys have, like you said, you've got a ton of flavors and there's at least a dozen of them that I've just been like, holy shit, this is amazing. So,
Plus now we make they got manufacturer just make eight or nine new flavor. We got rum, piña colada. Huh. We got red sangria. Lemon tonic, grapefruit tonic, one of my favorite, and other stuff. Honey is very good when you make like the cream of rice.
Yeah.
You mix it in cream of rice, you put like honey flavor and cinnamon. Oh my God, it tastes awesome.
Huh, no kidding.
We got yogurt flavor. Yes, yes, yes. A lot of people, we got a bunch of stuff here. This is like, you see, this is the basic packaging.
Yes.
And we got the new one here. This one is the energy. Very good because it's like 5 hour energy with no after crash and 80 milligram of caffeine. Yeah, the multivitamin, which is actually vitamin, is good for people, old people, kids, people they have diabetes and everything. This is very good. And this is the sport. The sport is like a Gatorade, but with 10 calories.
Oh, no kidding.
No sugar.
No kidding.
Yeah, potassium, magnesium, all the electrolytes.
Nice.
And the classic, you see, this is for people that like drink red sangria.
Nice.
Yeah, and one serving is for half a gallon of water. So you have good amount of, you know, you have 12 serving, you know, like, and each one is for half a gallon of water. So it's very good product. For hydration now, that's another thing. People forgot to stay hydrated. That's why, you know, hydration is very important. Keep your muscle elasticity, keep your body temperature down. You know, especially now, you know, with this coronavirus, you got to keep yourself hydrated, man.
Dude, always. I feel like that's the number one thing in bodybuilding is, you know, staying hydrated. I mean, if you're going to deliver carbs to your muscle, you got to, I mean, what's the vehicle, right?
That's another good point you touched, because people, what they do, I still hear like 2 days no water.
Yeah.
Dropping the salt. I don't know, for me, something like it's not really working. So the muscle, we have glycogen, salt, and water.
Yeah.
You take off these two, you can put a ton of glycogen, but you don't push the glycogen in the muscle. So you make a couple calculations. You know, you need a certain amount of water for a certain amount of carb. Make your calculation. It's not really, but what they do after that, they slam with water pill and diuretics and everything. So you see people cramping, and electrolyte imbalance, dehydration problem, and stuff like that. Kidney screaming.
Yeah.
So, you know, rebound like crazy. I didn't have 1 pound of water from rebound.
You 1 pound. No kidding.
No way. No way. This is, you know, like I said, my face is round naturally when I'm sunken and I'm completely dry, but I didn't even take water pill. And you see me, I was right to the bone. I'm not taking water pill.
Yeah, you look fantastic, man. That was a very nice showing. It's unfortunate the season's getting turned around now. But I'm going to look forward to seeing when you get on stage next, man.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, it's always, for me, the stage is like, okay, let's set a goal.
Yeah.
And I want to see what I can bring this year. You know, I was very confident at the Arnold, but I was most important thing, I was very happy.
Yeah.
I was very happy because I'm confident when I'm happy.
Mm.
And the way I was looking, I think I look good. Forget about what they see the judge, you know, second, third, whatever. You can be first. You know, call out, it was weird and everything. But it's okay. You have to – I asked the head judge what I have to work on it, and I do it.
Yeah.
You know, like I said – It's tough to take sometimes after this all this year of career, you know, and everything. So especially when you see around, you say, oh, I can get, you know, like a little bit more higher, but it's okay. You know, like take like I analyze what I did, what I can do wrong, what I can do right, what I can improve, you know, like, and that's it. And I move forward. So to the next.
Right on, man.
So we talk on the phone and you tell me why you don't You don't think about stay on a heavyweight, because that's what I actually compete in the heavyweight.
Yeah.
And be honest, in my past, it was the best way I always looked. Because it's hard to catch up after. And I'm always like kind of like a little bit more like this. The body doesn't really filled up the way I want. And like I said, 1 week after, Rosella, she take a video here in my house. And I was like 214, 213.
Yeah.
So, and I was more deeper on my abs, deeper in my legs, and a little bit fuller around there. So, okay, a little bit of water. Let's say from that weight, you take off 5 pounds of water, you're 209.
Right, right. Yeah, and listen, I don't think you, and especially, you know, like we were saying on the phone, you're not the tallest guy. So you don't need to be 225, cap out heavyweight. You don't need to be that, I think, in order to look huge on stage, you know? You know, 209 at 5 foot, dude, you're a freaking monster. You know, you're legit, like, you're a legit mass monster.
I know that's, you know, like I'm thinking about it, because when I did, I believe I did the universe. I was around that weight, around 207, 209, something like that. And I was deeper. But right now I'm more rounder than I used to, because of course, muscle maturity is different. This year I was actually very happy. The way I look, the muscle, it was very round, very cup shoulder and everything. And the waist, it was very thin. So I don't think it's now at this point, if I keep, you know, like take care of myself like that, diet-wise and everything, is the stomach, it will get that extended, because also the internal fat is gone. That's something, you know, like it was probably start bothering me for the previous rep and everything. Now I had to keep control of that. So keep that waist tiny. But if I can get a little bit even, let's say, wider, and fuller, you know, like maybe it's probably the best way I look.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen you at that size, man, but it just guessing, you know, from my perspective, my experience, I just feel like I would love to see you look like that. Cause I feel like it would be good for you, man. Right. It's an illusion anyway. Right. And if you got your waist in tighter and you can bring the size out, I guess that would be the key, is being able to control your waist still. Right. As you fill out.
Exactly, because I think, you know, like if I can get like that kind of weight, like 7, 8, 9 pounds or even 10 pounds more than this year, full on stage, but the waist stays like that, I look even more 3D.
Yeah.
So that I created that illusion they want, even more V-tapered. And that's exactly what I did this year, compared to the first last year, the first year I came back to competition, because I take 5, 6 years off, you know, like. It was like being more full and being more rounded, so my tape looked like much better.
Yeah,
much better. So that was my policy back then. I was trying to get bigger as possible, because I don't have a tiny waist. I'm compact, you know. I'm a short guy, so unfortunately, I can't just, you know, cut my bone here. This is the bone I have.
Right, right.
But I can make my swipe on my legs and my shoulder wider.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also love trained shoulder.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite body part. And then I think that's we probably try to talk about that. And I don't think it will be an option. I think it will be an option.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too, man. Well, this about runs us out of time. If people want to go to check out Bolero products, I needed to ask you about that too. We'll have that in the show notes. But how do they find them?
Of course, they can go on Instagram. That's the easy way, because everybody has Instagram, Bolero USA, or the website BoleroUSA.net. And you know, like if they log in BoleroUSA.net. The first time of the purchase, they have 15% off when they sign in with the email. And also, you know, like every week we have sell and stuff like that, you know, like 15, 20 free stuff, t-shirt and stuff like that. So, and they can inbox also, they watch the show. And we threw some sample in.
All right. I hear Rosetta over there. Tell her hello for us here at Advices Radio. Yes. And Alessandro, man, I really appreciate your time, brother.
Thank you so much for everything. And stay tuned. We talk to you soon.
All right, guys. For another episode of Think Big Bodybuilding Media and Advices Radio, I'm Scott McNally with Alessandro Savi.